When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
Ever since I got my first tablet, which was the Galaxy Note 10.1, and if you've been following my stuff for a while, you've heard me speak very highly of having a tablet device on which you can sketch digitally. Because if you don't know, the Galaxy Note 10.1 is it's a tablet like an iPad, but it's got a Wacom digitizer on it, so you can actually draw with pressure sensitivity, and it was very exciting when it came out. Because there wasn't much like it at the time. There was the Mod Book, which was like this weird, like, kludgy thing it was an aftermarket. Yeah, that's what I should say. It wasn't kludgy. It was an aftermarket adaptation of a Macintosh laptop, an Apple laptop, I should say, where they would put a Wacom digitizer on it, but you were still running like a desktop operating system on the thing, which was cool, but it was heavy, it was expensive. Galaxy Note came along and promised this new future where we would have these under 1 pound tablets that you could draw on. I'm getting way sidelined here, but ever since I got that thing, I've been very excited and interested in exploring the notion of digitally keeping all of my notes, both on the device and in the quote unquote cloud, on, you know, online backup services like OneDrive, Google Drive, Dropbox, Box.com. Gosh, there's so many of them now. But one of the things that I'm running into, well, there's two things I'm running into with this that's kind of frustrating, and I'm still trying to sort out how to do it, is all these different services, not just the storage services, but also like image searching services like Pinterest or Tumblr or Instagram. They have their own internal mechanisms for bookmarking and saving things. Especially if you're doing them on mobile, because the Galaxy Note tablet is a mobile tablet. It is not a desktop class operating system. And some of you may know that I've since purchased a used Microsoft Surface Pro 2, which does have desktop class software, but I don't carry it around with me everywhere I go the way I do the Galaxy Note, partially because the Galaxy Note is cheaper. I'm not quite as worried if something happens to it, whereas the Surface would be a little bit more expensive to replace if something happened to it, so I'm a little bit more precious about it. But anyway, so I've got this ritual that I do once a week, and it's actually related to the Leonard episode coming up this Thursday, where Rob and I are going to talk about knowledge curation and researching for the Autodidact, who is our sketched out title for this one. But related to that, I was going through my ritual of once a week doing like image gathering, image curation, inspiration gathering. And all of these different services, so I go to like to Pinterest, and I got private boards where I grab a whole bunch of images that like, oh, that looks cool, that looks cool, that's a neat design, that's a cool color palette, that's a really great pose, or that's a neat costume, or that's a neat outfit that I might want to use for a future project, and I gather them all up there. Or I'll find some things on Tumblr, I'm like, that's really awesome, and I put it into a private Tumblr. I've even got a private Google Plus circle that I use to gather all this stuff into, but all these things have become separated and balkanized, and it's kind of hard to gather them all into one place. And then Google recently rolled out this new bookmarking service. It was originally, I think the internal name was Google Stars, but they just call it like Google Bookmark Manager, which promises more of like a Pinteresty kind of like Google Cards style method of gathering your bookmarks. But it's all done through the desktop browser. You can't do it through mobile yet. I don't know if you ever will. Who knows? And it dawned on me that I have all these different bookmarks and reference collections all in different places. Now, when it comes to projects, and I'll talk about this in more detail on the Lean Into Art show, when it comes to like serious projects, like, okay, I'm doing a book now, like when I was doing the Warren Commission report, I was collecting a lot of reference material for, you know, Dealey Plaza, where the Kennedy assassination took place. And when it came to that, then I would actually download the JPEGs to a folder on my desktop. So I've got them all in like one canonical location. I don't have to go searching a bunch of different services to get all those images. But even then, it's I've discovered that there's something about having physical reference collections, being able, and maybe this is just my own personal affectation as a visual learner, visual thinker. I like to see the stuff spread out in front of me to get ideas. Flipping through JPEGs in a browser, it diminishes the context you get out of spreading them out on a table. And so I guess what I'm driving at here is one of the things that I've been thinking about today after my session last night of you know, inspiration gathering is digital image curation is not without its problems if you're somebody who needs a lot of visual data all in context next to each other. Now, somebody could say, oh, well, why don't you just download them and then put them into some kind of image editing software and then lay them all out together there. Well, yeah, I guess you could, but that seems a little bit more of a hurdle than just having the printouts that you could spread out on a table. Maybe I'm old-fashioned. I'm not sure. But in the days before I had internet access when I was working in comics, I remember, well, I still have it. I have a binder that I used as my reference morgue, where when I was working on a story that took place in Japan, I printed out a whole bunch of different pictures of different boats and things that I would have to draw for the story. Or another thing I did, and this is really going to date me, is I would actually go to my public library and go to the reference collection. And I remember I had to do something. It was a project where I had to draw Japanese armor. I don't remember what project that was, but I do remember going to like this section where they had a lot of books on period costuming. And I photocopied a whole bunch of these images and put them in my reference morgue. I would subscribe to different clothing companies, you know, like Banana Republic or whatever, and subscribe to get their catalogs. And then when the new catalog would come in, I'd put those, you know, like the outfits that looked kind of cool and like something I might want to use in a story in that reference morgue, in that binder. And when I was working, I would have I'd pull the printouts out of the binder and lay them out on the table. And I'd have all that context of seeing all the images next to each other. We still haven't digitally solve that problem, both in terms of having a canonical place for all the stuff to exist and then also being able to spread it all out so you can see it all in one viewing. So I think that's something I need to solve in the months to come. And if anybody has a solution for this kind of thing, I would love to hear it. You guys can shout out to me on Twitter at Jersey or on Google Plus, Jersey Drozd on Google Plus. I would love to hear what kind of solutions you've found to doing this kind of thing. Because while it is... the collection part is seamless and frictionless. The actual, what do you do with it? How do you collect it in the end is the tricky part. Maybe that's something where Evernote can help me. And this is where I'm really looking forward to parsing this out with Rob on the Lean Into Artcast this Thursday. But that's the big thought for me today is struggling and wrestling with image and inspiration curation, I guess. So I do have some housekeeping stuff I want to do with this episode of the Thunder Punch Daily Show, is that this show has been updating daily, and it will for the month of November 2014, as part of the Art Sound Off Challenge. Now, the Art Sound Off Challenge, if you haven't heard of it, if this is the first time you've ever listened to Thunder Punch Daily, it is a month-long challenge where Rob Stenzinger of the Lean Into Artcast and I, of the Lean Into Artcast, are challenging ourselves to do a daily reflection microcast, an audio journal of what we're working on and what we're thinking about during the day. And we offered the challenge to everybody else. We said, hey, if you'd like to, it'd be really cool if you guys could play along. And not only did people participate, and I'm going to call them out in a second, and you can follow this all by going to artsoundoff.com or following the hashtag on different social networks, hashtag artsoundoff, all one word. And that's where you can follow everybody who's been playing along. But there have been people playing along. And what's also neat is what I wasn't expecting. Folks are communicating with one another. That was one of the things I kind of threw out when we announced this thing. I hope that there'd be conversations that would be have begun through this thing. Like people would be responding to other people's microcasts through their own microcasts. And it's happening. And it is immensely cool. I'm so pleased to see this is happening. And it's a real privilege that you guys are taking the time to play along with this thing and participate and challenge yourselves in this way, the way Rob and I are. So thank you to Owen Jolins, I should say. I think that's the way he pronounces it. Owen, I apologize for the way I've been saying your name, like a ham-fisted American, Owen Jolins. Owen Jolins, he did a great one charting his path from being a scientist to becoming a cartoonist or a professional comic book colorist. And as I was listening to it, I was like, this almost sounds made up, this circuitous path he took. But the big takeaway for me, and the reason I think you should listen to it, and I will link to it in the show notes, is it's just a perfect case in point to back up an assertion that we've made in the Lean Into Artcast repeatedly, that this comics career thing does not have a pre-established path. It's not, there's no recipe for this thing, and there's no schedule to it. It's just a matter of just getting there in your own pace and in your own way. Nathan Seabolt's been playing along. You can follow him at the Art Sound Off hashtag, and Robin White too, who resuscitated an old microcast of his own to do this thing. So, and of course, Rob Stenzinger has been doing it too, and it's been really great, you know, having all this new extra podcast material for me to listen to while I'm working on coloring today, which I got to finish coloring that pitch page, and I got a letter of the pitch pages. And then I got to get back to work on some RoboForce inks and colors. And then I got to go out and vote, because today in the United States, it is election day. So if you haven't voted, and if it's, you know, Tuesday, November 4th, you should go do it before, you know, the polls close tonight. You know, secret ballot, make your voice heard, and all that stuff. So who am I? Jersey Drozd, cartoonist and teaching artist, comicsaregreat.com, boulderandfleet.com. Thank you for downloading and listening. The lady's voice you heard at the top of this one is Tara Platt. She's a voice actress who does a lot of great stuff, a lot of great acting work, and she also writes books about voice acting, which you can find at Bugbot Press. Music was by my brother, Elliot Drozd, elliotdrozd.com. And the hosting, if you're listening to this in the podcast feed, is provided by Kablam, kablam.com. I assume that if you're listening to this, that you are interested in making comics and possibly self-publishing or printing your own comics. If you're going to print some comics, Kablam is the best service, in my opinion, that you can use for short-run print-on-demand comics, and then you can sell them in their Indie Planet fulfillment store. You can even sell digital editions of your books there. So kablam.com. Thanks to them for hosting all the audio files for these microcasts. So I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. And until then, remember, everybody.
I hope you enjoyed today's adventure. You know, television is not the only way to be entertained by an exciting story. There is another way. It's called reading. And one of the wonderful things about books is that they allow you to choose whatever kind of adventure you like. A trip with an astronaut, an adventure with the great detective Sherlock Holmes, a comedy, anything. You can find it in a book at your school or neighborhood library. Why, I'll bet there are even some good books right in your own home, just waiting to be read.